Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for downloading this. As always, these podcasts are sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, my sponsors, and my thanks to them and to those of you who try to support me so I can continue doing this work. I want to talk to you about a story that, it doesn't really surprise me, but it's not good to read. And that is how Muslim extremists have won the brutal gang war in British prisons. The Daily Mail has a story in which a senior government advisor, Jonathan Hall, KC, the government's independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, has described Muslim gangs as a deep-seated phenomenon in jails. Well, yeah, I've been talking about that but 10 years ago, so I'm glad that Jonathan's caught up with me. But the leading barrister first highlighted the pressure on inmates to convert to Islam to get protection in a 22 report, which he authored into Terrorism in Prisons. He revealed back then how, get this, Islamic terrorists sometimes use gangs to seize control of entire prison wings and then to impose Sharia law on prisoners, including flogging. This is what Jonathan Hall has said. He says, there were a combination of circumstances which have led to Muslim gangs becoming the principal and central gangs for people who ultimately wanted protection. There is an inevitable pressure in prisons for people to join a group. If the current flavor is Muslim, it could lead to them joining. If you have an emir at the top of a prison gang who is a terrorist offender or strongly radicalized, then the risk of people joining this group could result in them being radicalized as well. So let's just have a look at the numbers as well, shall we? Because the Ministry of Justice has revealed that there's 15,500 Muslim prisoners in England and Wales. That number was 3,600 in 1997. This is a 323% increase. It's quite a big increase, really. And it represents a large pool of potential recruits to Muslim gangs in jails, which Hall describes as being highly structured. The figures disclose that 18% of all inmates in prison now identify as Muslim, whereas the population is 6.5% in the general population, so three times as many. Last month, it was revealed that 3,000 Muslim inmates, nearly one in five, were white, as Humza Yousaf might say, compared to just 7.8% of Muslims in the wider community. So roughly 20% of Muslims in jail are white. I wonder why that might be. Well, I'll tell you why that will be. Because they've gone in, they've seen which way the wind blows, and they've converted to get the protection of being part of the Islamic gang. He says his reports also uncovered cases of coercive conversion, illegal religious courts giving punishment to other prisoners, violent faith-based gangs, and the spread of extremist material. Right, let's just stop it here, shall we? Right. First of all, I don't dispute any of this, by the way, from Jonathan Hall. I'm sure his evidence is accurate. I'm sure this is precisely what's going on in our prisons. But where's the prisons themselves? Is there nobody running these prisons? Are they all empty of staff, management? The government doesn't take any interest in what goes on in the prisons. Prison service, really not that bothered. No, this could all be stopped if we made sure that what your faith is when you go into a prison is neither here nor there. You must surely be required to conform to the prison regime. We can't be having Sharia courts in prison. We can't have emirs handing out radical Islamic tracts. We can't have any of that. You know, all this has to be cracked down on. Instead, it's the opposite way. It's almost like, as I said, I recall talking about this years ago, our prisons are little factories for breeding radicalism, which is kind of devastating when you think about it. Because as prison population grows, then because of the strength of the Muslim groups within these prisons, they get more and more recruits, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's a real problem. It could be solved if the government had any interest in ensuring that people who go to prison, you have to follow the law, you see. You have to obey the law in prison, never mind outside prison. But instead, these gangs are festering, they're growing, they're asserting their influence. What about the authorities? Have they no influence? They don't want to maybe offend them. They don't want to be accused of Islamophobia. Now, would they? Because that's the worst thing in the world. And so this is how this perfect storm is gathered within our prisons. They've become, as I said so many years ago, factories of producing more and more radicals. Islamic radicals, and this will only stop when we get to grips with these gang structures, dismantle them, punish everybody who's involved, and assert the rule of law within our prisons, the rule of British law, not Sharia law.